If I'm running a local campaign, but I'm not getting any impressions, should I experiment with broad match keywords? Yes, there could be a few things. So first of all, if you're not getting the impressions, that means your budget is too low and you are running on a smart bidding strategy. Let's say you're running on a target CPA and you have set up a target CPA of $30, but you're budgeting only 10. There's no way Google is going to be able to run your ads. If you are running target CPA, whatever your CPA is, you at least multiply by 3 as a budget. So if your target CPA is 30, then you need minimum of 90, ideally 5x. So ideally you want to have 150. Let it run and get that impressions, clicks, conversions in as quickly as possible. Then you can start to play about once you've got 50, 60 conversions in the campaign, then your conversion rate and your cost per conversion is going to settle down. You will know that, okay, I'm getting it for 21 or 22 or whatever that number may be. And then you can just keep on allocating the budget as to how much you want to scale it. With local campaigns, you can't scale that much because it's a small campaign, probably 5 or 10 mile radius. So there's only going to be a certain number of search terms or search queries happening every day. But with local campaigns, the opportunity to go beyond the search network is tremendous because most agencies and advertisers don't go on YouTube, don't go on display, don't go on Gmail. So with Performance Max, you can go and set them up very quickly and easily. But you will need to have those creatives for the PMax campaigns. And that's what I would recommend. And build up that brand. So if it's for, let's say, for a dentist, you keep running that dentist campaign in the local area. People are going to recognize that brand. And when they do need a dentist, the first name in their mind would be of that dentist who they keep seeing the ads for.